朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
No wonder John, the disciples, wrote about his testimony.
难怪是耶稣的门徒写这件事情来为施洗约翰来做见证。
And we have read that this is John's witness.
而且在这里讲这就是施洗约翰所做的见证。
It takes the person who understands who he is, or in this case, who he is not, to realize who Christ is.
需要一个人知道自己，认识自己，而且认识自己是不行才能够接受耶稣基督。
And you know, I'm amazed at the tenderness when John wrote this narration.
我实在是觉得非常感动，受感动哈，看见约翰写这段事情的时候，他写的时候带着多少情感在里面。
We got two Johns. One's John the Baptist called J.B.
我一个是我现在讲的约翰的话是施洗约翰。
The other one is John the disciple, J.D.
另外的那个人呢是约翰呢是耶稣的门徒约翰。
I'm glad he's not DJ. You know what the relation of these two Johns?
你知道他们这两个约翰的中间的关系是什么吗
？John the disciple was once the disciple of John the Baptist.
施洗这个约翰这个门徒约翰是原来施洗约翰的门徒。
We read of the tenderness and the lovingness and the great respect of this J.D. to J.B.
我们就看见约翰这个使徒约翰对于施洗约翰的那种的情感，而且对施洗约翰那种的敬重，在他写这件事情的时候。
Dear brothers and sisters, if John the Baptist was among us.Are we going to love this humble man?
弟兄姊妹，假若施洗约翰现在在我们当中的话，我们会不会爱这个谦卑的人呢
？John the disciple loved his master so much.
这个门徒约翰实在是非常爱施洗约翰，非常爱他，爱他得了。
But let's remember what he did.
我们现在应该想想他所做的些是什么事情。
John was pointing, John the Baptist, that is, was pointing Jesus to John the disciple.
那个时候施洗约翰在向他的门徒约翰指出来耶稣基督。
What happened?
那当时发生什么事情呢
?John the disciple followed Jesus.
马上这个门徒约翰就离开施洗约翰就跟随了耶稣。
When he followed Jesus, he could no longer follow John the Baptist.
当他跟着耶稣基督走了以后的时候，他不可能再跟着施洗约翰了。
Was John the Baptist sad?
那施洗约翰是不是就非常的难过了呢
？Was John Baptist regret that he made a mistake?
是施洗约翰是不是觉得哎呀他做了一件错误的事情呢
？Again, I said in the beginning, it takes a true leader to lead his people to Christ rather than himself.
所以像我刚才一开始所讲的时候，是一个真实的一个领导人才会把这人带到基督面前。
Was John the Baptist a bad teacher?
那个，你我们说施洗约翰是不是个不好的一个老师呢
？He himself was not able to teach his disciples.
他没有办法自己来教导他自己的门徒吗
？Quite to the contrary.
只是实在是非常相反的一件事。
Because we read in the gospel, if you want to spend your time, find out what John's teaching were.
你要有时间的话，你好好看一看，施洗约翰教导的是什么
？He was the best teacher and recognized as such because they also called John the Baptist Rabbi.
他实在是个最好的老师，因为在你在圣经里就发觉，他们也称他为拉比，就是老师。
John the Baptist was a great teacher. He taught them about the fasting.
施洗约翰是个最好的老师，他教导他们如何来禁食。
He taught them about the holiness.
他教导他们成圣。
He told them about the true humbleness in repentance.
他也教导他们如何来谦卑，而且来悔改。
But the best way of his teaching.
可是最好的教导是什么呢
？Teaching that.You go follow Jesus.
就是说让人来跟随耶稣。
And we need these kind of teaching these days in all over the churches.
我们就需要这样子教导，在所有的教会当中。
We don't need new teachings that we tell them to follow Jesus.
我们不需要新的教导，我们就告诉他们要跟随耶稣就好了。
For Jesus is the one who has everything available to teach us, to guide us, to lead us.
因为耶稣有所有的东西在他的手中，他可以教导我们怎么样子来行，而且带领我们进入他的里面。
What do you think of John the Baptist as a teacher? Do you think he's a charismatic teacher?
你们觉得这个施洗约翰这个老师是怎么样？他是不是一个
charismatic teacher?
Charismatic.
Oh, we're charismatic, aren't we?
跟从圣灵。
Yeah.
跟从圣灵的一个老师。
Is he a charismatic teacher or is he not?
他是不是一个跟随圣灵的一个？
Yes, no.Yes, with your
是
yes with your right hand, no with your left hand.
你右手，假如说是，左手假如不是。
You're just guessing.
你们再猜一个门。
Because you don't want to say he's not a charismatic teacher.
你不想说他不是教导圣灵的。
But why is he a charismatic teacher?
可是他为什么是一个讲教导圣灵的一个
？We need scripture references.
我们必须得看圣经里怎么讲的。
Do you know?
你知道不知道？
Will you give me an answer?
你能不能给我一个答案？
Remember the time when he saw Jesus about to be baptized?
你记得不记得他看见耶稣要受洗的时候他怎么说的呢？
He in fact was the first person publicly introduced the Holy Spirit.
他是一个第一个人，而且公开的介绍圣灵的人。
He said, "This is the Son of God, for I have seen that the Holy Spirit is just like a dove descending on him. He who is the one who shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit."
他说你们看啊，这是神的羔羊，是神的儿子，我看见天开了，圣灵降在他的身上，他就是那位要用圣灵给你们施洗的。
He is the first teacher talk about the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
他是第一个老师来教导说你们要受圣灵。
Don't underestimate John the Baptist.
你不要小看
Just because he was so humble.
你不要小看施洗约翰，就是因为他谦卑，你就小看他。
You know, that's a great preacher we call him Mr. Pentecost, David Duplessis.
有一个很有名的老师，就是 David Duplessis， 他是一个五旬节先生。
And he based on what John's teaching and saying Jesus is the baptizer.
他就是根据这个圣经的话说耶稣是施洗者。
And this was spoken none other than John the Baptist.
这个话所说的呢，就是约施洗约翰所讲的。
So I'm telling you, John is a tremendous teacher.
所以我告诉你，施洗约翰实在是个伟大的老师。
Actually, you won't go wrong following him.
你要是跟着他的话，你不会走错的。
But he said, "Don't follow me. Follow the one. Follow the one I see, who the Holy Spirit descend upon. Follow the one who I see is the Son of God."
可施洗约翰怎么说呢？说不要跟随我，不要跟随我，你要跟随那一个人，哪一个呢？就是有用圣灵来给你们施洗的。
You know what?John the disciple, though he followed Jesus, has maintained a loving relation with John the Baptist.
我们看见使徒约翰怎么样呢？虽然他跟随了耶稣基督，可是怎么样？他对施洗约翰怎么样？仍然保持一个非常爱慕的一个心。
We have not seen how he has communicated with John the Baptist.
在圣经里没有告诉我们他平常使徒约翰跟施洗约翰在一起的时候是怎么样。
We have only seen at the time when John is about to be martyred.
我们就是只有看见在耶稣在施洗约翰要被砍头的时候那个情形。
He sent other disciples to Jesus.
有别的门徒也到耶稣那里去了。
I'm sure John the Baptist knew them and cared about his old master.
我相信施洗约翰认识他们，而且认识也他们也关心他们的原来的老师。
You read in John's writing the tenderness he wrote about John the Baptist.
你看见在约翰福音里头，约翰写施洗约翰的时候是有多么多少情感在里面。
Oh, you know, I'm an emotional man. Every time I read how John was recorded by his old disciple, my heart felt so tender.
我实在是也是一个非常重于情感的一个人，所以每次我读约翰。来写约翰施洗约翰的事情时，我心里实在是非常非常感动。
All the people I've met, those I've pointed to follow Christ, will love me the way John the disciple loved John the Baptist.
我也希望那些个人，我指给他们看，耶稣基督是他们应当跟随的。那些个人的话，将来有一天也会爱我，像约翰这样子爱施洗约翰那样。
But maybe because I'm not John the Baptist, I'm not as humble.
也许我不是像施洗约翰那么样子谦卑。
And because I'm not John the Baptist, I'm not that great.
So 我也不是像，所以我没像他那么伟大。
You know, only a great man can afford to be humble.
所以非常伟大的人才能够啊、谦卑下来的。
Do you follow Laker games?
你们常常看那个 Laker 球吗？
啊、huh?。You know, Michael Thompson today was so humble. Did you read the story?
Michael Thompson 是很谦卑的，你们读了没有？
Because he played a great game, that's why he can afford to be humble.
所以他很会打球的，所以他可以谦卑。
If you didn't read it, go read the LA Times today.
假如你没有看的，你可以看 LA Times.
You know, Pat Riley, when he won 300 games.
Pat Riley, 他赢了300次的时候。
By the way, he is about to be the most winningest coach ever.
他实在是一个那个 coach 叫什么
教练
最好的教练是。
You know what did he say when he won 300 games?
你他打三百次赢仗以后他怎么说呢
？He said, "Oh, it's not me. It's all the players."
他说不是我伟大，是这些个球员实在很伟大。
You know you can afford to be humble when you're great.
因为他已经很已经成了，所以他可以这样子谦卑下来。
Those people were not humble because they're not that great.
那些个人不能够谦卑，因为他们没有成就。
John the Baptist was so humble because he's a great man inside.
施洗约翰能够谦卑下来，因为他实在是非常的伟大，在他里面的非常伟大。
You know the story of John the Baptist very well, I'm sure.
我相信你们对施洗约翰的故事非常熟悉。
That's why in chapter 4 of John, the Gospel, John says, when he was...having baptism and seeing that Jesus has a great following.
约翰在第四章的时候，他施洗的时候，看见耶稣有很多人跟随他的时候。
Actually, I think it's chapter 3, isn't it?
第三章的。
Yeah, 他比希望我比衰微。
他比希望。
Yeah, he said, "He shall increase, I shall decrease."
他在那里就讲，他说也跟随耶稣的人，因为人多，他说他比希望我比衰微。
John can afford to say that.
施洗约翰可以这么说的。
Not only because he's great.
不是光是因为他伟大自己。
Because he has no such an attitude, a spirit of contention, of comparison, of competition.
他的心里头没有一种的竞争的心理在他的里面。
You know what's wrong with the church today?
你知道教会当中的问题是什么？
All the pastors are competing to one another.
那些牧师们彼此竞争。
They are competing with their success.
他们要跟他们的成就来竞争。
And they forgot Jesus.
他们忘了耶稣了。
They want to boast about a congregation, how large a congregation.
他们要吹嘘他们的教会里有多少人在那里。
He wants to boast about how great a building program.
他们也要吹嘘他们要盖多大的一个教堂。
And he wants to boast how the Lord has used him.
他也要讲到他们自己多么被神使用。
But because he was so busy boasting about all these things.
因为他们太忙了在那里吹嘘的缘故。
People are comparing them.
人怎么样就拿他们来做比较。
Instead of listening to what they have to say about Jesus.
他们没有，他们就是就是这样做比较，他们忘掉了应当讲到提到耶稣基督。
They are guilty of diverting people's attention on Jesus to them.
他们把人的注意力没有放在耶稣的身上，而是把他们人的注意力领到他们自己的身上。
Let me tell you, I have some very painful experience.
我可以告诉你我一些很痛心的一些经历。
One day a family came to me and said, "Peter, you know something?"
有一个家庭来到我这儿说跟我讲，周弟兄，你晓得吗
？Usually when people ask me that kind of question, I don't know anything.
人家问我这样问题，我只说我不知道啊。
He said, "You know what's the most talked about subject in our home?"
你知道我们在家里谈论的最多的谈论的题目是什么吗
？I said, "Oh."
我想糟糕。
They said.You know, the most talked about subject at our dinner table is you.
你知道我们在吃饭的时候最喜欢讲的题目就是你。
I said, why? I shouldn't have asked that.
我说为什么？我经常不该问这样的问题。
My curiosity and a little bit ego get better of me.
我的curiosity.好奇，我的好奇，我的好奇跟我的自尊心的突然发生了作用。
Well, you know, I should have just told him.You should talk about Jesus more than you talk about Peter.
我当时应当告诉他，你那谈论耶稣，不要讲周弟兄就好了。
You know when they first talked about me, they talked all the good things about me.
他们开始讲的时候，他们讲的我的好处。
After they exhausted the goodness, which is not too much.
他们又讲尽了那些好的地方，因为好的地方不太多。
They're bound to talk about my shortcomings.
他一定要讲我的缺点。
And they are inexhaustible.
那就是没完没了的可以讲。
Plenty. The longer you know me, the more you'll find out I have a problem.
你越认识我久的话，你越知道我的问题都在哪里。
And indeed, you know, after they talked about me for so long, they're tired of me. They don't like me anymore.
讲到一个地步，他们不再喜欢我了，已经。
That's true, you know, this is true.
那是事实，真的是这样子。
Nobody could be strong enough to withstand those kind of
没有人可以被人家分析到，被人家完全分析的到一个地步。
But look at John.
你看看约翰，世袭约翰。
Look at how he introduced his disciples to Christ himself.
你看他介绍他的门徒去跟随耶稣基督。
He said, I shall decrease and he shall increase.
他说我要衰微，他要兴旺。
This is truly remarkable person.
实在是非常了不起的一个人。
You know, one thing the Lord respected John the Baptist so much.
你知道耶稣基督我们的主实在非常尊重世袭约翰。
After that kind of conversation will carry on, and he heard that.
当耶稣基督讲了这些话以后呢，耶稣基督也听见了些事情。
Do you read the Bible? What did our Lord do?
你知道吗？我们主怎么做了吗？
Did he just take over all his disciples?
他是不是马上把施洗约翰的门徒通通带过来了？
Did he take over all his followers?
他所有跟随施洗约翰的人，他都带过来了吗？
That would be wonderful, wouldn't it?
但就是很好了，应当是不是？
Two churches shall be one.
两个教会就成了一个教会了。
No.
没有。
He left.
他离开了。
Read your Bible. It says, the Lord then left.
你看看圣经里怎么说的吗？说主就离开了。
He has left John alone.
他离开了施洗约翰，让施洗约翰一个人领主在那里。
He gave John an operating room.
他给他留来他能够工作的一个地方。
I suspect this is the reason why most of the church cannot cooperate.
我想这是一个原因，就是所有的教会不能够一起合作。
Once they cooperate,
他们在一起工作的时候，
sometimes they don't leave room for one another.
他们不给别人留工作的余地。
But we should learn the respect that John has received from Jesus.
我们实在是应当尊重耶稣基督留下，把约翰留在那里。
It takes two great people.
实在是两个伟大的人。
To demonstrate a great respect.
来表现出来彼此的敬重。
I guess Jesus is indeed even greater than John the Baptist. I think you have no problem with that.
我相信没有问题，我们承认耶稣基督比施洗约翰更伟大。
For in this person, Jesus,
因在耶稣基督里头,
nothing of the worldly thought is in him.
没有一点世俗的思想。
Dear brothers and sisters, we are Christians, but can we afford to say,
弟兄姊妹，我们是基督徒，可是我们能不能这样来说呢？
That the world has nothing in me as Jesus did.
世界在我里头毫没有地方像耶稣基督一样。
Or even we say, the worldliness of a church concept is not enough.
这个世界的这种的思想，关于在教会这种狭窄的思想化，不在我的里面，我能不能这样子说？
You know, John the Baptist received the best praise from Jesus.
施洗约翰得了最大的称赞从耶稣里。
When he was martyred of the Lord, for the Lord.
当他被殉道的时候，
Jesus began to talk about John the Baptist, to remember, to honor his friend.
耶稣基督就开始谈到施洗约翰，而且非常非常尊重他，纪念他这个好的朋友。
And said, there's not a one who raised up from a woman is greater than John the Baptist.
而没有任何的一个人从女人所生的人是比施洗约翰更伟大的。
Of course, Jesus cannot is incomparable. He is not even, he is not truly only man. He's man and God.
当然，耶稣基督我们知道他不是完全的人，他是完全的人，也是完全的神。
It would put him in the favorable advantage, which is unfavorable to us.
当然，耶稣基督在一个地位上是我们无法来比较的。
But you know what else did Jesus say?
你知道耶稣还讲了什么吗？
He has declared.
他宣告说。
He has declared this is the greatest of prophets.
他是最伟大的先知。
And John, the narrator, the disciple, wrote.
约翰这个门徒约翰就在圣经里记载说。
In the Gospel of John, he said, this man, all he talked about Jesus was fulfilled.
他就指着耶稣所说的话，一切都应验了。
Listen to this.
你来听听看。
That he talked about Jesus All he talked about Jesus was fulfilled.
施洗约翰所说的一切的话关于耶稣基督已经应验了。
Wouldn't you like to have that comment on your tombstone?
你会不会喜欢将来有一天在你的墓碑上的也是这样写呢?
Somebody will be saying,
有人会说,
this man,
这个人,
what he says about Jesus is all true.
他所说的耶稣基督一切的事情是属实的。Dear
brother and sister, can you fathom how deep John the Baptist knows Jesus?
你能够测量吗? 施洗约翰对耶稣基督的认识有多么深?
Would you like to be just like John?
你愿不愿意成为像施洗约翰这样的人呢?
Of course, I know John wants us to be like Jesus.
我知道施洗约翰希望我们能像耶稣。
But let's put him as our comfort.
我们从他的身上，我真是可以得到安慰。
When we follow his teaching.
当我们学习他所教导我们的。
Lift Jesus higher.
把耶稣高抬。
He shall be lifted up.
他要被高抬起来。
Jesus has declared, if he be lifted up on the cross,
耶稣说, 假如他要被抬举起来的话,
he shall draw all men to him.
他要吸引万人来作为他的。
Some little preacher read it wrong.
有的传道人把他念错了。
They read, if Jesus be lifted up on the cross,
假如耶稣基督被高举起来在十字架上,
that he will,
他就会,
draw all men to me.
是把所有人都吸引到我面前来。
You know the difference?
你知道这个差别在什么地方吗?
You get what I try to tell you, the mistake?
你发觉没发觉我告诉你这个错误的地方在什么地方?
A lot of people is exalting Jesus.
有的人是高抬耶稣。
But hoping that will be a means.
可是希望这是一个手段。
So that people will follow him, follow them.
使人能够跟他们自己。
Jesus didn't say that.
耶稣没这么说。
If he be lifted up on the cross,
假如耶稣基督被举起来的话,
he will draw all men to him, Christ.
他就会吸引万民跟随他自己。
Not this pastor.
不是这个牧师,
not that pastor.
不是那另外一个牧师,
not John the Baptist.
不是施洗约翰。
For Christ alone is to be exalted.
只有耶稣基督, 单有耶稣基督被高举。
Shall we lift Jesus higher?
我们要不要高举耶稣基督?
How do we lift Jesus higher?
我们如何来高举他?
By making a choice to honor him rather than personal gain.
来，我们必须得来尊重他，而是不是为我们自己的利益。
Use not your opportunity, religious opportunity, to exalt yourself.
不要利用你的宗教的机会来高抬自己。
How do we exalt Jesus?
我们如何来高抬耶稣呢?
We preach about him and let all eyes focus on him.
我们传扬他的名，我们让所有的眼睛都来仰望他。
And willing to be humble.
而且我们愿意来谦卑。
After all, it is better to receive the praise from Jesus than from man.
假如能够得到耶稣基督的称赞，比人的称赞要宝贵太多了。
And when we do this,
假如我们有一天我们这样做的话,
the church, the whole church will benefit.
整个的教会都要得着益处。
And there will be no contention and comparison.
没有争竞，没有彼此看看谁好谁坏。
We all lift Jesus higher.
我完全都要高抬耶稣。
Praise.
感谢赞美。
朋友, 你有没有相信主耶稣呢? 我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。